Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, Chapter 50. Last four prakim, Yirmiyahu has prophesied extensively against Mitzrayim, Plishtim, Moab, Bnei Amon, Edom, Aram, Kedar, and Elam. Most of these nations will be destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. In the next two prakim, Yirmiyahu prophesies against Babel itself, who will be the victim, not the oppressor. Interwoven into the perek are words of hope and rebuilding for the Jewish people. The Jewish people's salvation is miraculous, just as the destruction of Babel will be miraculous. There are 10 distinct nevuos spread out over two prakim. Yirmiyahu prophesies against Babel, the capital city of the land of the Kastim. Nebuchadnezzar founded a new empire in the location of the original Babylonian empire, which had been led by Nimrod. The capital city was Babylon and was built by Nebuchadnezzar as an architectural marvel. His investment in buildings was meant to create a lasting legacy to show the world his strength. This parak will discuss how his legacy will vanish from the world. Many nations have suffered by Babel's hands, and it is to them that Yirmiyahu announces, verse 2, Nilkadah Babel. Babel is captured. Yirmiyahu lists some idols by name and then refers to the idols in general to make clear that these idols have no power. Nebuchadnezzar installed them throughout his capital, but they did not and could not help. Babel, who had come from the north to destroy Yehuda, will likewise be destroyed by a nation coming from its north. This was a precise punishment from Hashem to pay them back for their evil. As we will see, there are many parallels between what Babel did and what will be done to them. Their neighbors to the northeast were Madai and Paras, who would come to attack and destroy. Verse 4 marks the first contrast between the Kastim and Bnei Israel. When Madai attacks, every Kasti goes running for his life on his own. When Madai conquered Babel, Koresh gave the Jews permission to return to Tzion. Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yehuda joined together. Haloch uvacho yelechu. They shall go on their way weeping. Ves Hashem Elokeihem yivakeshu. And they shall seek Hashem their God. The Radak says that Bnei Yisrael cried on their return from their return because of their overwhelming joy that spilled over into tears. The Mitzvah David says that the nation cried tears of tshuva, begging Hashem that they should be successful living with the Beis HaMikdash in their midst. With hope and tears of verse 5, Tzion Yishalu, they will ask each other about Tzion. Derech Hena Pnehem, their faces are pointed to there in prayer. All their hopes and dreams are in Tzion, and they are asking each other, how can we go home? They respond, Ba'u, v'nilvuet el Hashem, bris olam, lo sishacheach. Come, let's join to Hashem, an everlasting covenant that shall not be forgotten. They remind each other that the way back home will only be found with unity, working together to change and listen to Hashem. Those who returned to Tzion were like, verse 6, Tzon Ovdos, lost sheep. Their shepherds had led them astray by encouraging them to serve idols on mountains. This led them to serve idols even in Galus. Yehuda's sins gave its enemies justification to be cruel. Verse 7, Lo ne'esham, tachas esher chatu la'ashem. We are not guilty, they said, because they, Yehuda, have sinned against Hashem. Babel claimed they were acting as tools of Hashem. Hashem rejects this claim. Babel will be punished, and so Yirmiyahu warns the Jewish people. Verse 8, Nudu mitoch Babel, ume eretz kastim seyu. Flee from the midst of Babel and go out from the land of the kastim. The Jews in Babel should not rely on their unreliable shepherds as their leaders. Instead, those with the proper intentions should be, verse 8, ka'atudim lefnei tzon, like the male goats going before the flocks. They should take the initiative to lead their nation back to the correct path. Although it may seem unlikely, Babel will be conquered. Verse 9, ki hinei anochi me'ira Babel, because I, Hashem, am stirring up against Babel. Hashem is orchestrating this war. Hashem had planned the Chorban of Yerushalayim with precision, and he will now do the same to Babel. Hashem is bringing a group of nations led by Media and Persia from the north, who will arrange a base camp from which to launch a war. From that organization of troops, Paras and Madai will capture Babel. Their attack will be precise, smart, and effective, and the prize will be the Kastim. The Kastim deserved to be punished because they were, verse 11, Tismuchu, Kisal Zu, Shosei Nachlasi. You were glad, you were happy, you who plundered my portion. Babel didn't just begrudgingly act as a tool of Hashem. They were inhumane and gluttonous in their destruction and their seizing of property. They needed to be punished for their attitude, their joy, and their extremism. Babel was so happy to hurt others that they will be shamed when that same thing happens to them. Their capital city was known as a place of wealth and sophistication, and it will end up, verse 12, Midbar Tziv Arava, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Anyone who sees this change will be astonished by its transformation. In the next part of the perek, Yirmiyahu encourages Madai and Paras in their upcoming battle. He tells them not to spare any weapons or manpower, as verse 14, Ki Hashem Chata'a, for Bavel has sinned against Hashem. This battle will be fought with Hashem on their side. Her powerful walls and buttresses will collapse because Nikmas Hashem, it is the vengeance of Hashem. The invading army will be successful and should not hold back their violence. Kasher Asisa Asula, as she has done due to her. Bavel tortured the Jewish people, and now they deserve that same fate. Yehuda was like sheep who were attacked by lions. They had no chance to defend themselves. Verse 17, Harishon Achalo Melech Ashur. First, Yehuda was attacked by the king of Ashur, who devoured them when he attacked Israel and exiled the 10 tribes. Then along came Nebuchadnezzar on this weakened nation, and Zeha Acharon Itzmo. It was as if he broke the bones of a sheep that had already been killed. Nebuchadnezzar exiled the remaining tribes, leaving the land empty. As a result, Hashem is going to punish the king of Bavel. Just as Bavel conquered Ashur, his land would be conquered by others. And this sheep, who is Yehuda and Israel, they will be the nation that survives. They will return to the land of Israel and be cared for by Hashem. While Bavel is being destroyed for its sins, the Jewish people won't have any sins left. Verse 20, Yivukash es avon Yisrael venenu, v'eschatos Yehuda lo sima tzena. The sins of Israel will be sought, but they won't be there, and the sins of Yehuda won't be found. The gullus of Bavel will have served its purpose. The exile atoned for all the sins that accumulated over the generations, so that Bnei Israel can now rebuild with a clean slate. Yirmiyahu once again encourages Madai and Paras in their battle. He tells them to attack the powerful cities and destroy them, as Hashem is determined that a great destruction will come to the land. Yirmiyahu asks incredulously, verse 23, Ech nigda v'yishaver patish kol ha'aretz. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut apart and broken? Bavel was like a hammer that broke every nation in their warpath. V'ech haisa l'shama Bavel b'gayim. How is it that Babylon became a desolation among the nations? Bavel always had plenty of allies working with them to carry out their battle plan. Now they are desolate and isolated, with no nations to support them. The reason for this change is that Hashem is not holding anything back from this attack. Verse 25, Pasach Hashem es otaro, vayotze es klei zamo. Hashem has opened his treasury and has taken out his weapons of anger. Hashem is directing the work of Paras Umadai against Bavel. Paras and Madai should destroy the land from one end to the other, leave nothing left, not grain, produce, cattle, people, or buildings. Verse 27, Hay aleihem, woe unto them. The Jewish people are elated by this change. There is, verse 28, Kol nasim ufleitim me'eretz Bavel, the sound of fleeing and escaping from the land of Bavel, la gid b'tzion, es nikmas Hashem lokenu, nikmas heichalo, to declare in Sion, the vengeance of Hashem our God, the vengeance of his temple. Klal Yisrael is running back to Israel to share the news that the end of Bavel has come. There is justice in the world. This evil nation is suffering because they burnt the Beis HaMikdash. Now that the Jews have fled from Bavel, there is another call to the nations to finish their battle and get every archer to surround the whole city. Verse 29. Al yihilav pleita shalmula kifa'ala. Let her have no escape. Pay her back according to her deed. Kechol asher asasa asula. According to what she did, do to her. Bavel's punishment is measure for measure. It is clear why Bavel is facing such destruction. Kel Hashem Zada al Kadosh Yisrael. For she was wicked against Hashem, against the Holy One of Israel. Bavel burned the Beis HaMikdash and exiled Yehuda not to conquer the territory, but because they were trying to rid the world of Kedusha. Bavel caused young men to die in the streets of Yerushalayim. Their young men will be struck down in their streets, and all their soldiers will be silenced. Hashem calls the Bavlim, specifically Balshatzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, in verses 31 and 32, Zadon, man of wickedness. Bavel plotted and planned against Hashem to rid the world of Kedusha, and so when the time comes, this evil will be remembered. Belshazzar will fall, and no one will help him reestablish his throne. Hashem will burn all the Babylonian cities and the surrounding areas, just like Babel burnt the cities of Yehuda and all of its suburbs. Verse 22 begins another nevuah against Babel. If we're up to nature, there would be no way that Bnei Yisrael would ever leave their exile. Ashukim Bnei Yisrael, Uvnei Yehuda Yachdav, the children of Israel and the children of Yehuda are oppressed together. Just like Ashur is not letting the exiles of Israel return to Israel, Babel is not letting Yehuda return either. V'chol shoveihem hechazikuvam me'anu shalcham. All their captors have held on to them. They have refused to release them. But though their oppressors are strong, verse 34, Goalam chazak, Hashem tzvakosh shemo. Their Redeemer is still strong. His name, meaning how Hashem manifests himself in the world at this moment, is as Hashem tzvakos, the God who controls nature and nations to accomplish what Hashem wants. Rivya rivas rivam. It is Hashem who will fight their cause. Hashem wants the Jewish people to have peace in their lands, and so the Jewish people will be saved from Galus. In the process, Hashem himself will bring the destruction on Babel, on all her princes, wise men, magicians, warriors, her military, and on all the people. In addition to the battles, Babel will suffer a drought that will dry up the Euphrates that provided Babel with easy access to water, which led to wealth and comfort and arrogance. Babel had believed in the power of their idols. They put up images of animals to serve as gods throughout their city. As a punishment, their great civilized city, which was one of the wonders of the ancient world, will be replaced with wilderness, full of animals and wild birds, never to be inhabited again. The destruction will be reminiscent of the overflow of Sodom and Amorah. It will be uninhabitable. Indeed, this area is now an archaeological dig. It was never rebuilt. Yirmiyahu repeats once again that a nation from the north will bring other nations to fight Babel. Just like Babel gathered many nations to conquer Yehuda, many nations will unite with Madai and Paras to defeat them. Just like Babel had no compassion on Yehuda and brought their most powerful weaponry, this army, verse 42, Achsari Hema, V'lo Yirachemu, Kolam Kayam Yehemeh. They are cruel, they have no compassion, their voice is like the roaring sea. This won't happen suddenly, verse 43. Shama Melech Babel es Shim'am V'rafu Yadav. The king of Babel heard about them, and his hands got weak. They will have news of the impending invasion, which will add to their pain, just as Yehuda suffered, knowing Babel was approaching. Just like Babel came against Yehuda like a lion against a lamb, Paras and Madai will act similarly. Verse 44, Hinei ka'aryeh ya'ale migon ha'yardein el neve esan. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the thickets of the Jordan against the strong habitation. This lion is described as coming from the Jordan, because Madai, the lion, is only being given the power to defeat Babel to avenge that which was done to the Jewish people which bordered the Jordan River. In this perek, we learned how Babel will be destroyed by Madai and Paras to pay back Babel exactly for what they did. The word nekama, vengeance, appears throughout our perek. Rav Avram Gudzinski, Hashem Yikom Damo, was burned alive in Kovno by the Nazis, and he asked a question about Aziat Shir, which is something that we say every day in davening. The Jews sing the Song of the Sea after seeing the Egyptians drowned in front of them. How could the Jews sing and praise Hashem after witnessing the suffering of other human beings? Wanting our enemies to suffer pain because we suffered does not reflect what we would consider Jewish values. We also mention the concept of nekama, vengeance, in the fourth halukah in Shacharis and in the Shir Shalyom for Wednesday that we say after Shacharis. Why are we looking for so much vengeance? Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch explains what is nekama in his commentary in Brachos when he discusses the punishment of Cain. Nekama comes from the word yakum, to get up. When evil seems to win, it is confusing. This world is a reflection of Hashem, the God of truth. Evil is not supposed to triumph. When Hashem pays back evildoers with what they deserve, that is nekama. He is resurrecting the ideals of justice and truth in the world for all to see. It becomes obvious that there is justice and that there is a reward and punishment, that this world is not the final world. Nekama is not revenge for revenge's sake. It is giving the victims the solace to know that Hashem's justice still exists and that there is a plan. We pray every day that we will see the ultimate nekama against evil, so that the truth of Hashem's justice is evident to all. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.